I'm Cindy Robinson here at Club 44 for the Saints' 49th Annual Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony. Former Saints Jonathan Vilma and Carl Nix were honored tonight, along with longtime Saints employee Jay Romig. He received the Joe Gemelli Florida Lee Award. Stay tuned, we have more from the event.
It's amazing what we accomplish when no one cares who gets the credit. And I can tell you that if there are three men on the face of the earth who embody that more than these three guys, I don't know who they are.
Everybody here knows about the accolades of Jonathan Vilma. Great football player. But when I tell you he was beloved in our building, the equipment staff, the training room, the caterers out in the cafeteria, the front office, they couldn't wait to see him. His energy, his passion for people spread throughout a building. Mr. and Ms. Vilma, I don't know what else to say when you can say that your son's a better person than as a football player.
My foundation starts with my family right here. My dad, my sister, my mom. So can you please stand up? I'm going to embarrass you. Yeah. This was my foundation right here, and it started, literally started, everything that I have from a kid to now. And I base a lot of my decisions on making them proud.
I want to say this. Every one of us hates driving in traffic. People, cars in front of you. For the time Carl Nix was here, Breeze had no traffic in front of him.
Vince Wilfork, maybe the greatest nose tackle in NFL history, learned this lesson firsthand in 2009 on Sunday Night Football. In the third quarter, Carl took one of the all-time greats, drove him 8 yards before finishing him with one arm, putting him on his back. The image I will always remember of Carl is of him standing over Vince Wilfork, flexing, as Pierre Thomas ran past him.
And a lot of guys that know me know I'm not always humble. I'm very competitive and I don't like to lose. But my dad, you know, he was always in my ear, and I thought Sean Payton was yelling at me. My dad prepared me for that my whole life, because that's how I was raised. So thank you, Dad.
We won the World Championship in 2009. We finished the parade. Jay was running around outside getting some things done, and I was sitting right next to Mr. Benson. Mr. Benson turned to Mrs. Benson and said, "Where would we be without Jay Romig?" And that's just a true statement. So,
Mr. and Mrs. Benson, 33 years. Excuse me. People ask, why haven't you left? Why have you been there so long? Have you ever looked for other jobs? The friends you meet and the camaraderie that's built there, that's why I don't feel like I ever work. I love coming into work every day. I don't feel like it's a job. Just from the friendships and working with all these people.
What was it like to have Jonathan Vilma and Carl Nix as teammates?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, those guys are some of the most highly competitive guys you've ever known.
Be here with Jonathan tonight, who is one of the most quintessential professionals, one of the best teammates I've ever had. Everything you hear about him, he's as good as advertised and even better.
Carl's like the freakiest talent I've ever seen as an offensive lineman. And John Vilma's the greatest leader I've ever been around.
It was an amazing night to celebrate three special members of the Saints organization. I'm Cindy Robinson for NewOrleansSaints.com. Be sure to tune in for any news and updates about the Saints.